Good morning, a Monday morning, and always great to talk with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, this is quite a day. We've been talking about the coming trials for a long time now, and today marks the day that Joe Percoco will start. It has to do with pay to play, and it involves the construction of a power plant and some other details in the weeds with each of the people involved. It also involves an associate, Todd Howe, who has flipped for the prosecution. Ken? This has a number of implications.
This has a number of implications, and the biggest one is what impact will it have on Governor Cuomo? He's up for re-election this year. This is the first of two trials this year that is set to involve former aides and associates of the governor. Will it hurt his chances? Who knows? And certainly the implications it could have on 2020 if he really is serious about a potential presidential run.
Well, and of course, we have the specter of, as you said, Percoco, of course, called the third son by Cuomo at his father's funeral. And those implications would not only perhaps hurt the chances for re-election, but even if he got by that, could be used against him in a run for president.
Yep. It doesn't get closer than Percoco, and there's nothing implicating the governor to any of these crimes, but what I think we're going to see, A, we don't know what's going to come out, but B, at the very least, we're going to see really unveiled exactly how the Cuomo administration operates behind the scenes, particularly when it comes to economic development. Now, one good thing for the governor is Donald Trump, President Trump, because Trump has, since taking office, really stolen the focus, the spotlight of the entire political culture in this country. And you have to wonder now with the federal shutdown, the federal government shutdown, and any kind of tweet Trump could put out that grabs attention, will it steal attention from the trial? Will people just be so focused on Washington that they really won't pay that much attention to the trial? You know, this all remains to be seen.
I wonder, though, Ken, with Preet Bharara out and arguably the president's guy in as the Southern District of New York prosecutor here, that seeing Cuomo as a potential presidential rival, that might push back at the governor in this trial.
Well, I would expect that the trial, you know, their strategy, everything they've done is pretty much set. I don't know if that will necessarily be an issue. One thing that's going to be interesting, the Republicans, the state Republicans, though, they don't have a candidate yet for governor, but they are planning a digital ad campaign tied to the trials that could start later this week. And they're going to have a rapid response team at the trial, watching the testimony and then commenting and talking to reporters. They're hoping that this is a way to soften up a governor who has good poll numbers and who has $30.4 million in the bank. So they're starting on this even before they have a candidate.
We'll, of course, both be watching this very closely as the trial moves along. We've been speaking with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. As always, you can head to nydailynews.com to read Ken's fantastic work. Ken, we'll, of course, catch up with you next week.
Be well.